am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Good afternoon. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and here with you till 5 p.m. Yes, you just heard some special presentations there from Kelly Hughes, the Chaplain of the Arts. You can normally hear him on Saturdays on the Ivory Tower, 1 to 3 p.m. here on the station. But he's doing his annual Fringe Fest radio madness, where he tries to basically talk to almost every Fringe performer possible. It's an amazing thing, an amazing feat, and one of the many things that goes around here at the station that is just so inspiring. So next times you can hear Kelly Hughes's Fringe coverage, July 18th, 1 to 2 p.m., July 19th, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., July the 21st, 3 p.m., to 6 p.m. on the 23rd. He's taking apparently a marathon shift of it's almost 6 hours, 1 to 6 p.m. Well, I'll have to make sure that he's still up for all that time. I mean, if anyone can do it, it would be Kelly. July the 25th, also 1 to 2 p.m., and July the 26th, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So that is all the Fringe Festing get to know some of the performers and when they're performing and what they're doing. And of course, Fringe Fest starts this week and goes into, I believe, the 27th is the last day. I'm very looking forward to doing some fringing. I don't believe I did really much last year, but in years past, I've gotten the one of those maybe a not the whole pass, but maybe it was like a package of tickets, or at least try to go to a couple Fringe shows every year. It is it's a wonderful opportunity to just go and see a lot of different stuff. I think one of the best festivals we got, and it's a highly respected festival. When you start because Kelly does all these interviews with all the performers, I tend to hear their chatter and when they're waiting here to come on air. And as they always say is that, oh yeah, I can't miss Winnipeg. I got to come to the Fringe Fest. These are the performers talking. So I think that tells you something, that the performers are excited to come and perform for the Winnipeg Fringe Festival. Lots on the show, as always. Weather report, show listings, the recipe of the week, as always. Oh yes, this one will be a camping themed one. Yes, some campsite quickies will be the recipe of the week. Get your mind out of the gutter, would you? A lot more, and a lot of music. Kind of continue with some of the themes and music that I've been playing over the last couple weeks, kind of going through all of that. But let's start it off, shall we, with some music from The Secret Beach. Yeah, this is Mika Ehrenberg's project. And basically his band. Two tracks, If You Don't Love Me, Let Me Go, and All This Living. Let's start it off. This is The Secret Beach. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
High school, she used to tell me that again?
Yeah. I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on here on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Here's our two tracks from The Secret Beach, If You Don't Love Me, Let Me Go, and that is from The Secret Beach, Have You Seen the News, which was just released just a couple days ago, July 11th. And then All This Living, which is, again, another single that came out in May of this year. Pretty prolific stuff going on there with The Secret Beach, Mike Ehrenberg. Yeah, let's get into another little set here of music, and then we'll get into the one of my favorite things to do, which is the weather report. The weather report. It's certainly a lot more reasonable out there in terms of temperature. Beautiful breeze this morning walking into work. Had a lovely sleep because I did not wake up in a pool of my own sweat because it was so hot out for that last week. Sunny day, nice clouds in the sky. As I was sitting there on my balcony this morning having some coffee. Beautiful stuff, and I hope you're all getting out there to enjoy it. Maybe you're on your way doing some errands. Maybe you're heading off, getting off early, or whatever it is you're doing. I hope you're getting out there to enjoy yourself a little bit. We only get summer for a little while, and I was just talking with my partner the other night, and she said, isn't it, do you ever feel that you're always thinking ahead to the next season of whatever season you're in? You know, she's like, I was just thinking to myself, oh, I can't wait for fall. And it's like, yeah, but there's still like at least 2 months of summer left. And it's sort of a reminder to kind of just maybe enjoy the moment a little bit and enjoy what whatever that moment means for you, whatever that season, whatever traditions you have. You know, there's this folk fest. That's a major tradition for a lot of, summer tradition for a lot of folks. Whatever it is, fall will come again. You know, winter comes, but it does not conquer. Everything sprouts again. So maybe just enjoy the seasons for what they are. And try to get living in the moment as much as you can. And that's the rest of my little woo-woo message for now. So we'll get into the weather report, see what's coming up for us in this next week after this musical, next musical set. Two tracks now from some more local yokels. Fold Paper and Jamboree, yeah. Fold Paper, great post-punk band. Kent Davies has said to me, one of his favorite local bands. So, Come Down Awkward by Fold Paper, and then Punk Mentality by Jamboree. And then on the other side of this, we'll get into the weather report. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin, here with you till 5 p.m. We just heard two tracks, more locals. Jamboree with Punk Mentality, that's off their latest release called Summerland. And Fold Paper with Come Down Awkward off of the Come Down Awkward single. Yeah. And now we head to the weather report. Currently for Winnipeg, no alerts are in effect. But these are the conditions observed at the Forks at around 3 p.m. So mere 25 minutes ago. 19 degrees, a wind northwest 8 kilometers. 21 degrees today, a 30% chance of showers. There were some sort of looming dark clouds swirling around today. I did notice that. And a low tonight of 11. For the week, we're going to heat right back up. Tomorrow, 24 and sunny. Thursday, 27 and sunny. Friday, 30 degrees, sunny. Saturday, 29, 30% chance of showers. And Sunday, 32 degrees and sunny. Whew! And then that'll continue 31 on Monday. Most of, not that much rain really in the forecast other than today and on Saturday with those two 30%ers. And most of the nights will be clear in around 15 to 18 degrees. Yeah. So looking quite nice, I have to say. This next week, this mid-July, wonderful stuff, and only a little bit of July left. So especially if you're going to go out and see some fringing or wait for the next, in a little while I'll go through some of the stuff happening this week. It's a great time to go out and hang out and maybe grab a couple drinks down at the old at a patio or something like that. Now let me just hang on a second here. All right. Now looking at the averages in its streams. The average temperature high today is 25 degrees. So we're a little below average. Average low is 13 degrees. The highest temperature ever recorded, 19, at least on record, it doesn't go through all of history, of course, but 35 degrees in 1949. Lowest temperature, 4 degrees, almost 4.9 Celsius, 1998. I don't remember that. I was definitely alive in 1998. I don't recall 5 degrees in July. That is bizarre. Greatest precipitation, 2001, 64 millimeters. Wow, that's a lot. Wow. So, you know, we'll be right now it's a little bit below average, but then we'll be shooting up for the rest of the week, above average temperatures and a lot of beautiful blue skies and golden sunshine all along the way. This next break, this next musical set, I should say, is brought to you by the band Vonder, another great local band. I've played a few of the tracks from theirs. This is a new song of theirs called Invisible Man. And then Degenerates, which is off of their 2022 album Now and Again. So here's two tracks from Vonder here right now on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. The other side of Vonder, we will get into the show listings for this week. Stay tuned.
With Julie and Kate, master of the conversation, eyes upon an empty plate, pictures in clear view, I can read.
just found the courage a moment too late. Into
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Nothing.
Nothing
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
Sure, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream rises to the top.
And we are back. You're tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin. The cream rises to the top. We just heard two tracks from Vonder Degenerates off their 2022 album, Now and Again, and their new single, Invisible Man. Great band. I love Vonder. So catchy. Just the kind of got that nice, catchy, psychedelic kind of pop kind of sound to it a little bit. Great stuff from Vonder. And let's get into it now. Lots happening. We're all, some of you, I'm sure, are recovering slowly from your folk fest experiences, putting some aloe on your sunburns and trying not to scratch your mosquito bites. But there's still lots to be had in and around Winnipeg. As always, our great friends at the Dave Barber Cinematheque, 100 Arthur Street, in the heart of the Winnipeg Exchange District, have doing their Trash Cult Tuesdays. Trash Cult Tuesdays. So this... it's not listed for... they don't have any listings next for the next 2 weeks because Cinematheque will be a Fringe Festival venue, of course, for Fringe. So this is for July 30th. Predata Durango and Day of the Beast are this month's July's Trash Cult Tuesdays. Both sound really great. Predata Durango is an unpredictable and quite special, this off-the-chain semi-sequel to Wild at Heart stars Rosé Perez, Javier Bardem, and James Gandolfini in the wildest movie of any of their respective careers. And then Day of the Beast, which is a Spanish film, is that a rogue priest discovers the exact date the Antichrist will be born. He enlists a death metal record store clerk and a cheesy TV psychic to prevent the apocalypse by summoning Satan himself. Yes, that's Trash Call Tuesdays. And as well, they just, if you go check out Dave Barber Cinematheque on their Instagram, they just also released their August calendar. So be sure to check that out and get a head start on it and start circling some of the things you'd like to go see. And of course, Trash Call Tuesdays is the ticket's only like $5, general admission. Amazing stuff, as always, happening with the Dave Barber Cinematheque. Our lovely friends just down the street on Ellis Avenue, the West End Cultural Center, is doing their Musical Notes and Lunch Totes free concert series at Saigon Park. That is at 586 Ellis Avenue, so that's just basically just northwest of the campus here, right by the bus, across from the bus loop there. And this goes well into August, but every Wednesday they have a special musical series. Andriana Turan, Bobby Dove, Dom Davis, Johnny Moonbeam, Morgan Grace, and Cassidy Mann are all playing starting July 17th, and that goes every Wednesday till August 21st. So July 17th, Andriana Turan. So I believe formerly of Chic Gami, if I remember correctly. And as well, also news from our great friends over there at the West End Cultural Center. They are doing their season pass. Yes, that is... this gives you 23 shows with an early access to 24. So for the fall 2024 season, September to December, this pass will get you your ticket to any inclusive and welcoming season... 23 shows, and I believe there's one show where you get a advanced. So the cost of that is $320. So that is roughly, excuse me, That's roughly $13 a show. So it's a great, great, great deal. Some of the bands that are playing, you know, Al Simmons, the great children performer and entertainer, the Fretless, Misha and the Spanx, Leaf Rapids, David Francie, the great Scottish, and now lives in Canada, folk singer. That's a great show. Madeline Roger, and more. So this is a great way to not only kind of support the arts and support these artists by giving them this baseline of the season pass. It's great value for you, and it really gives a good boost to the West End Cultural Center. So that is, you can get that at the West End Cultural Center's website. That's www.wecc.ca. So great stuff happening though over there from our friends at the West End. The Blue Note Park and the Times Change High and Lonesome Club are back up again after they're closed for Folk Fest this Wednesday, the 17th. Block Parents plus Clara, Therese, and the Lockdown. Dirty Catfish Brass Band on the 19th. July 20th, Sam Singer, French Class, and Dent de Leon. Of course, every Sunday, you got the Blues Jam with Big Dave McLean. Lots happening. And then even looking a little bit further into the next week, you got Sweet Alibi on the 23rd. 24th, Scott Nolan. Winnipeg Pro Wrestling, which is basically like Winnipeg SummerSlam, playing at the Blue Note Park. That'll be a lot of fun. That's all on the 26th. Lots of great stuff happening. Our friends there. And then also looking at the Park Alleys on just down on Osborne. The Barnyards are playing on the 18th. 19th is the Kira Goodman Band. On the 20th, Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. That would be that'd be quite the night of bowling and country music. So that's some of the events that are happening in and around Winnipeg this week and a little bit beyond. Now talking about one of the artists that's actually playing this would be this Saturday, pardon me, on July the 20th, Sam Singer. Yes, we're going to hear two tracks from him and his latest record, Where the Rivers Do. You're going to hear two tracks. This is Trader Birds and Golden Day. This is Sam Singer. Again, he's playing at the Blue Note Park July the 20th.
Yeah. It's all over now, and it's all over now. Fairly well to one golden day. Never lasted anyhow. And I thought I could change myself on the way. Now I'm
time distortion. Space is the place me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized. No, reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin, here with you till 5 p.m., nearing the halfway point, which is usually the mandatory heavy. We're going to hear more from Helmet, as we have over the last couple weeks. Yeah, but you just heard two tracks from Sam Singer off his latest record, Where the Rivers Do. You heard Golden Day and Trader Birds. And again, Sam is playing at the Blue Note Park this Saturday with French Class and Dent de Leon. Yeah, go check that out. That's Blue Note Park. If you go to the Times Change High and Lonesome Club website, you can get tickets through Eventbrite there. More coming now. We'll be getting to the mandatory heavy at 4 o'clock, but and before that time, we're going to head back into Tricky Woo. Yes, I was playing basically through their first record, Rock and Roll Music Volume 1. And here I pulled out from the old archives here at the station their second record, Sometimes I Cry. Tricky Woo was a band from Montreal. They started in the kind of mid-90s. The first record is off that was playing from Rock and Roll Music Part 1, pardon me, 1997. So Sometimes I Cry came out a couple years later in 1999. And so they're from Montreal, and they did have some initial push and a little bit of hype and all the rest of it, but ultimately they were a band that didn't, like I've said before, a little bit ahead of their time. Because the first record and what I was playing for the last couple weeks off of Rock and Roll Music Part 1 from 97 was very much a garage rock record. A very rough, great in its own way, but definitely a lot of that kind of stuff. But they were a little bit before their time, right? Because that garage rock revival comes in later on in the 2000s. As I recall, White Stripes kind of hit it. I guess that would have been 2005 when they really kind of blew up. 2005, 2006. So they're a little bit ahead, right? And then by the time there was the garage rock revival, they had already changed their sound quite a bit, and they had kind of moved a lot off from the garage rock sound. So a great Canadian band that I think got a fair amount of a support back in the day, but not enough. One of those bands we kind of forget about, and through a bunch of different circumstances. One is just the timing. The other thing is just kind of the music industry. It's always the case where rather than looking for the new thing or what's kind of interesting or different, it's always like, well, what's working now, so we need more of that. And of course, with the CanCon laws, it's always the case where a couple of artists kind of suck up all the oxygen rather than, I think, what it was really intended to do, which is give a broader platform for Canadian artists. But sometimes it's not always the case. But nonetheless, we're gonna listen to the three tracks off of this record, Sometimes I Cry, from Tricky Woo: Altamont Raven, Fly the Orient, and Born Do. So here's three tracks from the great Canadian band Tricky Woo. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
goes down, she goes down.